past meets the present. Former Jaguars owner Wayne Weaver, a member of the Pride of the Jaguars, attending practice Tuesday. And with that, week two of 2016 training camp is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you inside Everbank Field. The Jaguars will be in here Friday night for the family night scrimmage. That's a few days away. They were back in the practice field Tuesday for the first time in full pads. And it wasn't the cleanest of practices. Some fumbled snaps, penalties throughout, the team coming off a day off, and yes, in full pads for the first time. But whatever the reasons, Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley reminded the team that there's a higher standard to reach when doing work.
You know, I think this team, we have a standard. And we talk about, hey, we have high expectations and we'll rise to that. And I think, you know, they want to point it out, hey, is this what a good practice looks like? And if it isn't, we need to know. And it wasn't. It wasn't what you're capable of doing. We come out in full pads today, first opportunity to do that, and it just wasn't to the environment that we needed. And, you know, there's no excuses, no justifying it, no other reason than we weren't our best. And, you know, we got to come back strong now.
It's not up to the level of the expectations of our team. And when we're not up to that standard, it's either going to be allowed or somebody's going to say something. And Gus intervened and made sure everybody knew that this isn't the team we're trying to be. This isn't the expectations we've set, and this isn't good enough. Good teams, coaches hold players accountable, and great teams, players hold players accountable. So I think, you know, when we're able to get to that next step, and hold each other accountable, which I think we're close to doing, and I think guys, I think we'll be able to hold each other to a standard and only be much better.
We welcome in senior correspondent Brian Sexton. A little bit of a different feel today. Gus got into him after practice. Maybe a little hangover after a day off.
Yeah, you know, I think it's to be expected, even though no one really wants to admit it, that after the first day off of training camp, that you're going to have, you know, some guys who struggle to get back into the rhythm. As a parent, I know exactly what Gus was doing. He was using the opportunity to set the expectation level, to reset their focus. And as Derek Marks told me in the locker room, he said, look, yeah, that was the worst practice we've had in a while, but you know tomorrow will be the best. Gus will get a tremendous practice from them on Thursday because of the way that he attacked the problem today.
Run game, a focus again today. It's been a focus throughout camp so far, and we'll be moving forward for this offense, but they have a new weapon in the backfield to help out, too.
I got to tell you, today with the focus, with pads on, they could really work on the run game. You can't tell when they're out there running around in shorts and T-shirts. Chris Ivory may be one of the last true power backs in this game. He runs angry, and I know I've said that a lot, but he's shown great vision. He's shown great hips, the ability to flex and to move and to get through holes. I am really excited about watching him. And we've talked about what a back like that does to the strong safety. It makes him say, I got to stay closer to the line of scrimmage just in case. And if he hammers it like that, man, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch Bortles go downtown to Allen Robinson. They have a potentially great combination if the running game is as good as I think it could be.
You mentioned Allen Robinson. He's the focus of the play of the day from Tuesday. In the corner of the end zone, a jump ball. He's got that, of course, a strength for the Pro Bowler, this time over Aaron Colvin. Allen Robinson with the play of the day from Tuesday. The Jaguars are back on the field Wednesday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.